Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Chattahoochee Hills, Georgia, at Serenby, and I'm at Ray Day, a outdoor festival, and I'm with John Lanier, the grandson of Ray Anderson, and also the executive director of the Ray C. Anderson Foundation. John, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thrilled to be here at Ray Day to have so many amazing organizations join us. Ray Day is the Ray C. Anderson Foundation's annual event where we gather together dozens upon dozens of organizations that share our values, a commitment to environmental sustainability. And so we bring them together out in the beautiful countryside, and we ask them to engage with people, to be educated about things going on related to environmental sustainability, to be inspired. And it's really a joy for us to be able to be a part of this.
Now, is this the first year of doing this?
This is our third year of having Ray Day. We've had it here at Serenby in Chattahoochee Hills each year. We're thrilled to have the folks at Serenby be very kind and generous hosts for this amazing event.
Mm-hmm. Just to let people know, I mean, you have hot air balloons. You can come over here and get a ride. You have food vendors. I mean, most of this stuff is free to anybody who attends, right?
It is. The Ray C. Anderson Foundation, we want Ray Day to be a gift to the community, an opportunity to come out and engage with people. And when it's a gift, we hope that people will recognize the need to pay it forward, to do their part in advancing environmental sustainability, to advance our natural systems, to find ways to live a little bit more in harmony with our Earth.
All right, John, let me give people a quick feel for this place, and you can help me if you'd like. But, I mean, after I parked my car and walked through a beautiful wooded area, I came along a fence line that had a bunch of pondering questions, just kind of what-if questions around sustainability. So you get everybody in the right mood walking down into this big grassy area. And then you have 60 or so companies that are here that also have a sustainability message, and they have little tabletops set up. And so people can come here and eat for free, do a little riding. You've got a little kids area. You've got big, huge tables set up here, and you have a stage. So people just come and learn about sustainable thinking, right?
Exactly. You know, with a lot of conferences that are hosted, they're very educational, and they bring people of like minds together. But we believe that it's important to engage with families, to get outside, to have experiences that are more holistic and that bring you closer to the natural world. So that's one of the aspects of Ray Day that we're most proud of and that we want to continue for years to come.
All right, so tell us a little bit more about the foundation, how it's funded, and what it hopes to accomplish.
So Ray Anderson, my grandfather, was the founder of Interface. Interface is the world's largest carpet tile manufacturer. And Ray, for the last 17 years of his life, was committed to making his large, publicly traded company as environmentally sustainable as possible. He really proved the business case for sustainability. And when he passed away, he left the majority of his estate to the Ray C. Anderson Foundation. And he tasked his family with being philanthropists, to go out and give to others in his name. And so our foundation is a grant-making foundation, and we are trying to find the best partners in the environmental space to help advance the values that we share with so many great organizations.
All right. Now, just give people a feel for here. I mean, we're right by the Toto space. Obviously, Interface has a space here. Tell us a few of the other people that are here.
So a lot of these organizations are actually nonprofits. We certainly have for-profit companies here who have outstanding values in the environmental space. But a good number of these are nonprofits, many of whom we have supported because we believe in their mission and the work that they do. Some are local and trying to address local environmental challenges. Others are more national in their focus, trying to innovate in new and truly remarkable ways. It really is a family sense of all of the people focused on trying to leave our world a little bit better place.
Mm-hmm. All right. I see colleges here, banks. I see people who sell trees here. So it is a wide mix of companies that are here. Talk a little bit about your background. Obviously, you're a natural for this position, being Ray Anderson's grandson. How did you get into this position?
So about the time that Ray passed away, I was just beginning a career as a federal tax attorney, and the first client that I brought into my law firm was this foundation, and I got to learn the law of private foundations along with my family, and it was a year and a half after doing that that my family asked if I might be interested in running the day-to-day operations of this foundation, which was the opportunity of a lifetime for me. Uh-huh. To get to work with family, to carry forward my grandfather's legacy, to promote environmental sustainability. These are passions that I get to work with each and every day.
Now, if somebody wants to find out a little bit more about the Ray C. Anderson Foundation, there's a website, right?
There is, www.raycandersonfoundation.org.
Well, John, thanks for spending time with me. Again, I've been talking to John Lanier, Ray Anderson's grandson and the executive director of the Ray C. Anderson Foundation, and you've been listening to Kemphar and FloridaDaily.net.